emphasize that there is this urge to get overly prepared for baby, and that's completely unnecessary. And I want to make sure that I give you very specific ways to help you so that you're doing what you can. You don't feel guilty for not having everything set up, but you also have everything you need to prepare for baby to come.
Am I a bad mom if? Do they know how to do this? Should I know how to do this? Why does it always seem to come so easy to everybody else? Well, hello and welcome to the New Mom Naturopath Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kaylin Galloway, and I'm here to help you navigate the roller coaster ride of motherhood and to help conquer the mental load of postpartum. My goal is to help you to stop panic Googling, finding judgy Facebook groups, and to start to become the mother you've always dreamed you could be. In this podcast, I aim to adopt the naturopathic principle of docere, which means to teach. None of this information should be considered medical advice. As always, before you make any changes to your healthcare regimen, always consult your personal doctor.
So here we are. Today, we are going to be talking about what to plan in your home before baby gets here. And so there's this a lot out there. There's a lot of emphasis on nesting, and it's really funny because you do get this burst of energy to clean, reset, organize, whatever, your house to get it ready for baby. And I want to emphasize that there is this urge to get overly prepared for baby, and that's completely unnecessary. And I want to make sure that I give you very specific ways to help you so that you're doing what you can. You don't feel guilty for not having everything set up, but you also have everything you need to prepare for baby to come. Well, the first thing I want you to do is prepare a nursing / feeding station for yourself. And I would put this next to a rocking chair of some sort so that you can sit in a comfortable place. A rocking chair that you want has to have a headrest. And for me, it was kind of a deal breaker to not have a footrest too, just because I love to put my feet up. But that's optional. If you do get one that like moves with the chair, not necessarily a glider, but like not a stationary footrest, because that just didn't work for me at all. But the other thing you can add is that you should also have next to it a shelving system. I like a 3-tiered cart that has everything that you could possibly need, barring a tsunami in your house, like everything that you could possibly need right there. A place to set your water bottle, a place to have pens and paper, a place to have snacks that are non-perishable, room for a place to put your phone, headphones. I like AirPods because they're harder for baby to take out, but any sort of in-the-ear earbuds, nothing with a cord because Lord knows that's going everywhere. Hair ties, extra shirts for you, towels because postpartum is messy. And then the baby stuff, like a pump if you are planning a pump, although that is very much unnecessary before baby gets here. More of like nipple shields for you, a bottle if you're bottle feeding, but some form of a toy that you can give them to play with. As they get to be 3 months-ish, they start to get distracted while eating, so there's that fun. But really, those first couple weeks, you want diapers, like towels, and shirts for you, extra clothes for them if you really are in a place that needs them to have more clothes on, because for me, it was summer, didn't really have to have that issue, and he had full body, full leg casts, so there wasn't a lot of clothes necessary. But I had, like, this cart that I had was totally stacked full with everything I needed. And if I hadn't had issues nursing, then I would have never put the pump parts there, because I would want those to be separate from feeding. But the whole point of this is that you have an area in your home where there is easy for you to locate a phone, is always with you, a place to put your phone so that it is always with you, a very long charging cable, you know, the one you brought from the hospital actually fits, and so that you always have it charged, or if you are about to have a dead battery, easy to charge it. And then water and food, because the moment you start to feed your child is the moment you're going to be starving, like literally starving and parched, and you can't move. You can't move. You're stuck forever. That's why you need the headphones and the phone. And I even was terrible and started watching TV. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. The other things you'll need. Tux pads, diapers. I liked diapers better than pads, just because it was more, it was just less to worry about. But tux pads to help with tissue repair. You can make icicles or padsicles with pads and witch hazel and water, put them in the freezer, but I didn't really like that. I didn't have that for part of healing. If you're at a C-section, you'll want to have something to help you brace your stomach while you go number two, you know? And if you're, touch your doctor, of course, but I was on stool softeners after having a C-section just because it made it easier, and Lord, I am so thankful, because that's a scary moment. The other thing I want you to prepare your house for is just knowing that they're going to be sleeping in your room, so a bedside table or bedside bassinet that is easy for you to get in and out of. And then I wouldn't worry about swaddles, because you'll get blankets from the hospital, because Lord knows I swiped those. I didn't swipe them, let's be real. I paid for them. I paid for them. But you could get a couple of extra swaddles for them. Honestly, my favorite thing to do is just use the muslin swaddles they give you. Have the nurses teach you how to do it. You'll learn how to do it very fast. And then finally, the last thing is, if you have any pets, make sure that you introduce the smell of the animal first, or the smell of the animal, the smell of your baby to that animal, so that they're able to get used to that. So I had my husband take the baby's clothes from the hospital and do one trip home with all of our stuff, so we had less to carry with the baby going home. And he took it and gave our cat something to smell, so that our like, it wasn't just like this foreign thing. That was really helpful in preparing our house. Then the last thing I will say too is, I think I said the last thing I'll prepare like three times, but anyway, I'm tired, y'all. But I would also make sure I had a couple freezer meals ready that I could just throw in a crock pot. Made my life so much easier, just to be like, if someone wasn't bringing anything over, if I wasn't going to get a gift card to some sort of restaurant, I had food in my kitchen that I just had to dump in a crock pot with a liner. I didn't really have dishes to do. I bought paper plates and plastic silverware because I knew I didn't have the mental capacity to do the dishes of all the pump parts I had, plus also manage the dishes and dishwasher. So I made sure I had as minimal cleanup as possible, and that was super helpful. So those are things I did. I know that the tendency is to reorganize the baby's clothes a million times, or have a very specific amount of things that you need to have prepared, but I feel like it didn't really take away, it didn't really add anything to do more prepping than necessary. It was, what do I need to get through the next day? What do I need to do to prep for right now? And the reality is, you're going to spend the first 2 weeks in bed or in a rocking chair wishing you were in bed. Or walking around wishing you were in bed. But nevertheless, you're not going to really be in a state where you're going to do anything but hold the baby and collapse whenever you get your hands free. So I think being realistic about what needs to be set up is really important. And I really hope this episode helped clarify a few of those things. If you do have any questions, you can find me at Instagram at Dr. Keelan Galloway. Or you can email me at admin@thenewmomnaturopath.com. And I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the New Mom Naturopath podcast. I really hope you learned something and grew during this episode. if you could leave me a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, that'd be so helpful for me. If you have any questions, email me at admin@thenewmomnaturopath.com.